Oh, that's how our season's been. You know, haven't got a lot of luck going our way. A lot of penalties, ball bouncing the wrong way at times. This is how it is. Just gotta move forward and control what you can control.
You pay attention at all to the recent suspensions? A number of them were just handed out, like Rob Gronkowski, Smith-Schuster. Have you been paying attention to any of those?
I seen some of this. I mean, it's a chippy sport. It causes us, it's the high level of competition. It causes us to do things that, you know, we normally wouldn't do. You know, the things happen in this game, you know, I know most guys don't take it, you know, too serious.
Did you think that those suspensions based on, because again, you were someone that was suspended as well. Do you think that those were consistent with your one game suspension for like what Gronk did versus what you did?
I don't know. It depends how you're looking at it. If you're a fan of the Patriots, should he have got suspended? Who else got suspended? Juju Smith got suspended. It depends. I mean, I know we got to protect our players, and if we let that thing slide, then you know there's no repercussions. So I don't know. I think that's the way the league's approaching it. If they don't suspend guys, then you know guys will keep doing it, and it wouldn't be as safe.
Every team you play from here on is fighting for something. What are you guys fighting for? Are you going to be a spoiler, or is there more to it?
Pride. Pride in you want to win the football game when you play. You know, so that's what we plan for. We want to win no matter what the circumstances are.
Just to think about like, this past game, I know that the Packers seemed to really, you know, try to take away what you guys were doing vertically. The fact that Jameis was checking down throughout the game, is that some growth that, I mean, is that an area that he's grown in, being able to kind of take what the defense has given him and sometimes just going for those short, you know, easy completion throws?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want. I mean, if they're going to put two safeties back, and we'll take what they give us. You know, hopefully it's like we can turn those plays into explosive plays, make some guys miss underneath, and just keep moving the chains.
Mike, we're at the point in the year now where people are going to start speculating about the future. People like Dirk Cutter and, you know, the folks. What's the argument that you would give for him to retain his job?
That's not for me to say. For me, as one of his players, I think he's an awesome coach.
How hard is it this time of year with the uncertainty of not knowing what's going to happen in the future in a few weeks?
I don't know. He told us do our job and let's keep playing. That's what he told us in the team meeting today, and that's what we're gonna do. You know, last year we had a great season. You know, a winning season was one of the first in a long time. I think he's a really good coach.
From here on out, Mike, you guys are playing teams that are really battling to try to make the postseason. I know you're still mathematically in it. Does that help that these are, you know, they're all important games, but these are games that they have a big, you know, impact on what happens in the postseason?
It don't matter to me. I can't really speak on everybody else. I'm trying to win no matter what, so I'm going to be out there trying to win.
Mike, one more chance at home to put on a good show for the folks.
Yeah, three of our last four at home, I believe. Yeah, three of our last four is at home, so hopefully we can put on a good show for them.